There's another divide I want to tell you about, not too far geographically from Israel in the West Bank. This divide physically cuts through an island in the Mediterranean, and it's created an eerie space that not many people get to explore. Perfect material for the segment my colleague Clark Boyd produces every week for the show. We call it the Sideways Glance, a place, as Clark puts it, for the slightly off-kilter stories that make us do a double or even a triple take.
Photographer Neil Hall usually works out of Reuters' London office, but he'd been out to the Mediterranean island of Cyprus a few times to visit friends. Now, sure, for a photographer, there's plenty of sun, lots of nice touristy things to snap pictures of there. Hall, however, was drawn to something else. It's called the United Nations Buffer Zone.
It's pretty much, you know, a barrier between northern Cyprus and southern Cyprus, and you know, there's checkpoints along the way. There's large signs that say no photography. And I think any photographer that works in journalism, you know, if they see a big sign that says no photography, well, that makes you want to find out more.
Okay, here's the find out more part. The UN buffer zone is a 112-mile strip that runs the entire length of Cyprus. It was formally established in 1974. That's when long simmering tensions between Greek and Turkish Cypriots erupted into violence. In July of 1974, Greek Cypriots staged a coup with an eye toward uniting the entire island with Greece. Turkey took exception to that, and 5 days later, Turkish forces invaded the northern part of the country. The fighting didn't last very long. The UN stepped in quickly, creating a buffer zone along the ceasefire line. According to Security Council Resolution 353, the zone is to be entered by no forces other than UN peacekeepers. Fast forward 40 years, and it's still there, still patrolled by UN peacekeepers. And, as photographer Neil Hall found out, off-limits to most Cypriots.
When they put the buffer zone in, nobody could go back. All the houses in the buffer zone are still owned by people. The cars in the underground garage, which I went to, is still owned by people. They're just not able to go in and collect them, unfortunately. And that was one thing I really wanted to focus on, the idea that the buffer zone itself could be seen as a time capsule.
Hall pitched the idea to his bosses at Reuters and convinced them to send him to Cyprus. He filled out all the requisite UN paperwork, along with the documents required by the respective authorities that run each side of the island. And then, with a UN escort, Hall went in and opened up that time capsule. He spent a day at Cyprus's international airport. A 70s-era jet still sits on the tarmac near the terminal, as if it's waiting for passengers to board.
In the airport in particular, that was somewhere which struck me as being something that, you know, you could be almost like a zombie movie. The airport departure land was full of pigeons and animals like that. And I believe in sort of the less populated areas of the buffer zone, it has become an almost unofficial wildlife sanctuary because so few people go there. Wildlife has been able to take over again.
Hall's photos show what are now vintage cars, covered in dust. There are advertising posters, soda bottles, stacks of old televisions straight out of the 1970s. But it's not all nostalgic fun in the buffer zone, especially in the capital, Nicosia.
Nicosia itself calls itself the last divided capital in the world.
Yep, the buffer zone runs right through it.
That was the borderline between where the two sides were fighting. So it's almost like a time capsule of guerrilla warfare. Houses had been sandbagged up and firing positions were put into windows. You would notice bullet holes everywhere.
In all, the buffer zone takes up more than 130 square miles of Cyprus. At some points, it's a few miles wide. In other parts, just a few feet. In 2003, the two sides agreed to open more checkpoints through the zone to allow Cypriots to travel back and forth between the north and south more easily. In one of Neil Hall's favorite shots, kids play on some swings in a playground. Behind them, you can see a UN guard tower and a fence topped with razor wire, demarcating the buffer zone.
That picture really said to me just how, you know, daily life still goes on in Cyprus, even though the country is divided and the island is in an extraordinary situation where it has this enormous tract of land that its inhabitants can't even go into. I think it's just a fact of life. Many people I spoke to said that they wish that the island could be united again, but they didn't know when that would occur.
To be fair, there are a few villages within the zone, and one, called Pila, is billed as the only spot on the island where the original Greek and Turkish populations still live side by side. The UN's mandate in the zone remains the same as it's been for 40 years, working toward a return to normal conditions. Earlier this year, after an 18-month hiatus, reunification talks resumed between the Greek and Turkish sides. One thing's for sure, if Cyprus does reunite, there's a big stretch of land through the middle that's got about 40 years of catching up to do. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
Slightly Hitchcockian, Neil Hall's photos of the Cyprus buffer zone. They are pretty amazing. And that abandoned 1970s-era airport lounge, Hitchcock himself would be pleased with the mess the birds made of the place. See the pics for yourself at PRI.org, plus find all of our Sideways Glance stories at PRI.org/Sideways Glance. Clark would love it if you stopped by and clued him in on other places in the world that time seems to have forgotten.